Hi, this is Pastor Chuck Allen, and welcome back to another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. I want to encourage you today, especially since it's Friday, November 11, to really dig into this text as you prepare for Sunday and as we head faster and faster toward the holiday season. The scripture says in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, beginning in verse 5, "So I thought it necessary to urge the brothers to go on ahead to you and arrange in advance for the gift you have promised, so that it may be ready as a willing gift, not as an exaction. The point is this: whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Each one must give as he has made up his mind, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that having all sufficiency in all things at all times, you may abound in every good work." Think about it. You've heard this phrase a million times. It is more blessed to give than to receive, right? And if you started to look for that, you might be looking for Jesus making that statement in Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John, one of the four Gospels. But the answer to that is that you're not going to find it in the Gospels. Tucked away near the end of the book of Acts, we learn this from this firsthand witness that it was Jesus who coined the phrase, "It is more blessed to give than to receive." And this concept of generosity is woven all throughout the scriptures. The Proverbs say in chapter 11, verse 24, "One gives freely, yet grows all the richer. Another withholds what he should give and only suffers more want." 2 Corinthians 9, 6, back to the New Testament, repeats, "Whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows bountifully will also reap bountifully." God flows grace to the generous heart. Is that not a great statement? God flows his grace to the heart of those that are generous. Now, some folks look at other lives and we say, how come we don't have what they have? Why doesn't God answer my prayers like he answers theirs? Maybe speculating on all the horizontal earthly reasonings as to why it is or isn't happening. But I can tell you why. The flow of the blessing of God into our lives is literally plugged up and stymied by stinginess. And when you look at that, you think, all right, wait a minute. When we're not experiencing the grace of giving, it's like taking the pipe of God's blessing and sticking some type of cork in it to try to stop the flow of blessing simply out of stinginess. One of the most important decisions that you can make as a follower of Jesus is to give to the Lord's work. Now, I know folks abuse this. I know they twist it for their own advantage, and I get all that, right? But that doesn't give us the luxury to ignore what God's word says. God knows what you give. Every time that offering basket comes down the aisle, he knows. He sees you take a huge step of faith, cheerfully giving what you can. But his blessing is always stopped up, corked up, if you sit there fearfully, if you sit there miserly, if you sit there holding out, well, how will we get by? Or if I give to God, who's going to take care of me? I'll tell you who. God will. Do you think that you can outgive God? Do you think he will ever disappoint you? No, he may bless you financially or in answered prayer or in health or in strength, but no one can outgive God. No one. The Old Testament closes the passage in which God welcomes you to put his generosity to the test in the book of Malachi, where the text says, "Bring the full tithes into the storehouse, and there may be food in my house, and thereby put me to the test, says the Lord. If I don't open the windows of heaven for you and pour down for you a blessing until there is no more need." I genuinely want you to experience, especially this holiday season, how God wants to bless you. It's more blessed to give than receive. So I challenge you in the name of Jesus to experience the grace of God that flows to and through a generous heart. Maybe ask yourself these questions. Do I give cheerfully? What does it mean when I don't give cheerfully? Have I ever tried to outgive God? If I did, what would that look like? Oh man, listen folks, let us be sure we're a people, especially in this season that we're entering, that we are a gracious, generous, giving people, and watch how God will give you the greatest season of holiday ever. God bless you. Look forward to seeing you at church this coming Sunday. Bye now.